Welcome to the Messiah's Branch Broadcast, a one-hour prophecy program on the American Voice Radio Network, featuring Pastor Dan of the Messiah's Branch Ministry. And now, here's Pastor Dan.
Greetings, saints, and welcome to the Messiah's Branch Prophecy Hour. We're broadcasting live from the Flint Hills of Kansas, and we're on the American Voice Radio Network.
And today's date is November
30th, 2023. Saints, the world is in turmoil. Most still don't realize it, but we are in that time of the end, and that's the time before Messiah's glorious return. So it's trying to get out of sin, the world, and look to the holy city. Look to the one who suffered and died for you. Hear the sound of the shofar, heed the warning. Get right now before it's too late. Please make this choice for Yeshua tonight. If you need help after the program, call me. I pray for you or with you. If you get the machine, leave your name, number, prayer request, and or message.
And the phone number is 620-878-4682. That's 620-878-4682. If you have an emergency and need to speak with Dan, text him. Let him know you're going to call him on his cell at 316-619-4886, 316-619-4886. You can always find the breaking news, Wichita Mission updates about the Wichita Mission shirt, and the radio program archives, and all of our contact information is on our ministry hub, which is prophecyhour.com. That's prophecyhour.com.
Okay, we're a live radio program, simulcast live on the internationally. It's on some independent FM station, four different MP3 streams, live video, audio on Twitch, DLive, Twitter, Rumble, YouTube, Bumbridge, and picked up by most every podcatcher out there. And we are trying some different video stuff. You people on radio, you won't notice any different. But you people that are, if you're watching on video, while we just have our desktop up right now, you're going to see different articles and things, and even a surprise like video at the end. So just stay tuned, watch, let me know what you think of it. Okay, let's thank our listener base.
Yeah, worldwide places like Auckland, New Zealand, Mombia, India, Frankfurt, Germany, and in the USA we have Norman, Oklahoma, Denver, Colorado, Atlanta, Georgia, and last week's largest group of listeners was out of Wheeling, Illinois. And then if you want to listen to the archives, the podcasts, or radio podcasts, are at branch.podomatic.com. That's branch.podomatic.com.
All right. Dear Heavenly Father, in Yeshua HaMashiach's name, I pray. Father, I pray really that not goes according to your will, not our will, Father, and give everyone out there ears and wish to hear and understand the truth. So please, Father Yahweh and your Son, Yeshua HaMashiach's mighty name, bless this program tonight. Amen and amen. Oh.
Signs and wonders are in the skies. See.
Wait a minute. Okay, now you can talk.
Okay, I'm in tears over the video because it goes way back at least 20 years because I seen my little Manny in there, and he'll be 23 in January, and was just a little guy.
Yeah, it was, okay, moving right along. So I showed the wrong video. My wife's in tears, and so there goes the radio program.
Not only that, I seen like 8 people that I was close to that are gone now, and I seen them. And so, yeah, they're not with us on earth, but they're with the Lord. Well, they're sleeping, waiting on the Lord. So hopefully, yeah, I'll see them again someday.
Yeah, amen. Again, folks, you can find that video at YouTube, at our YouTube channel, Messiah's Branch. And, amen. The whole video, and it's called Over the Years. We only showed a portion of it, but we're just trying to throw some together some things because everybody out there wants video.
Lots of memories. I even seen my Daniel. He's 34, and he was like 12 years old in that video.
Those pictures were over a bunch of different.
I even seen my Bubbaloso, and he's 29, but he was only like 9 in the pictures.
Oh my God, it's a blubber session.
You know, I found my kids and all that.
I should have known better.
Oh, shit.
Oh my God. Okay, we're supposed to be doing radio. So let's go with this. All right. Let's talk about this one.
Oh, this is really sad. I can't believe, and he's not the only one, but this is really bad. A 94-year-old veteran says he was kicked out of his New York City nursing home to make room for illegal migrants. And the veteran, Frank Camaro, lived in the Island Shores senior residence for 5 years before being evicted. In September of 2022, notices were placed around the senior center saying that it was being shut down and that all the residents needed to leave by March. And Tamario told Fox News, "I felt horrible. It's no joke. It's not a joke getting thrown out of a house." Tamario added, "It was scary, very scary, especially when I don't get around like I used to. I didn't know where I was going to go." And Fox News reported many of the 53 seniors living there, including Tamario, ignored the letters for months until it was brought to their attention that they only had weeks to find somewhere else to live. Tamario said that the staff at the facility told the seniors that the building was being sold to another company that would also run a senior center and that they would be able to return. Months later, after 2 moves and an injury that put him in the hospital, the senior was living with his daughter when he learned migrants were moving into his old residence, free of charge, the report continued. Though they had claimed to be selling the building Homes for the Homeless, the nonprofit that ran the senior center arranged with the city to be move migrants into Island Shores. In September, 15 families of migrants seeking asylum, were moved into the Island Shores, which has been renamed Midland Beach Migrant Center.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's sad, but, you know, that's just really, and there's a picture of him, folks.
He looks really good for 94, but the point is, doesn't matter if he's 62 or 82 or whatever, he was paying rent and lived there. It was his home. They have no business running those old people out of their nursing home to put illegal aliens there. Guess who's paying the rent?
Yeah, and
you are.
And in a sense, he is paying the rent. So if he's paying taxes, he's paying the rent. Everybody is.
And they're getting free rent, free ride.
Yeah, exactly.
And not only that, what makes it even worse is he fought for our country. He's a veteran. That makes it 10 times worse. He deserves that place. And he was paying for it. He got kicked out of his home and given away to somebody that isn't even American for free that didn't fight for our country. What's wrong with these people out here today? It's really sad. The Lord's coming.
Yeah, amen and amen. I totally agree with that. This next one's from the World Tribune. I want to go into this, but I don't have the, I thought I had the article for it. So, folks, you're going to have to excuse me. I'll just leave that up on the thing right now. But this is really important. And I'm sorry I didn't get the article up for the people to see. But let's talk about this.
The UN is set to impose limits on meat eating Americans. U.S. agricultural sector emits just 1.4% of the global emissions. Okay, at the COP28 Climate Summit in Dubai?
Dubai. That's called Dubai. And that's a really famous place. It's one of the most richest cities in the world with all modern skyscrapers. And it's our Arab country. You know, and you got to be careful what you do there. You get arrested. But so all these rich people, are elites, meet there at this summit to decide what to do for us, you know, like Bill Gates and everybody. So, yeah, I wish I had the article up, but go ahead, read it.
Okay, at the COP28 Climate Summit in Dubai, which kicks off on Thursday, the United Nations will issue a roadmap in which it demands that the West, including the United States, drastically reduce its consumption of meat in order to prevent climate catastrophe. The UN Food and Agriculture Organization, FAO, will publish its so-called Global Food Systems Roadmap, lecturing nations to overconsume meat to limit their consumption as part of a broader effort to reduce greenhouse gas emissions, Bloomberg reported. Oh boy. The left has pitched eating insects and more recently lab-grown meat to replace the meat portions currently in Americans' diet. In May, researchers from the University of California, Davis, published a study that showed producing lab-grown meat is up to 25 times worse for the climate than the beef. Amen to that. Also in May, the FAO reported that analyzed 500 studies found that animal food sources are healthier than plant-based varieties because they offer crucial sources of much-needed nutrients, including protein, fat, carbs, iron, calcium, and zinc.
Zinc. There's a big
one. You know
one.
What? The Lord knew what he was doing when he gave us the animals. He said, eat it. He said, which ones to eat, which ones not to eat, and he knows which ones to eat, and I'm going to eat my hamburger.
Okay, well, read this last paragraph.
Additionally, a study published last week in the journal Nature found that a molecule in beef and dairy called transvaccine acid, TVA, helped cancer patients respond better to treatment.
So actually, eating meat doesn't cause cancer like they tried to say. They did try to say, oh, it causes cancer and heart disease and all that. And the truth leaks out that, you know, hey, it's even helpful against cancer and other things. And folks, if you're looking, now, you folks that are listening to us on radio, you can find all these articles simply at prophecyhour.com, and give other people a chance to look at it at prophecyhour.com. You can just go over there and you go to news categories and you see the one that says radio and click on it, and all these will be listed in the radio category that we talked about. That's you folks that, you know, well, that goes for all you folks. For you people that are watching on video, hopefully I got the right screen showing, because here is the article, and it came from the World Tribune. And so it's a real important thing here is that, look at it, they're trying to destroy, they're trying to take away our meat, but you get that the UN is demanding that the United States, well, Trump was almost, we were almost out of the United Nations under Trump, and if it was even a halfway legitimate election, he's going to be president again unless they assassinate him. But even Tucker Carlson said that they feared that, and he told him in a live interview with Trump on Twitter, he told Trump, he said, I think they're going to assassinate you.
Oh, wow.
You know, well, what do they got left? Look at him.
Who told him that?
Tucker Carlson.
Oh, yeah. And, wow.
Well, you know, but you get...
They're going to try, and they might just make it. Who knows?
Well, you've got to think about, and I'm not saying that they're going to be successful, but here's the case in point. They've tried putting him in jail, he gets more popular. They tried court case after court case after court case. Nothing happens to him. They tried impeaching him, not once, but twice. Nothing happens to him. It's like everything is bouncing off of him. Well, you know, they did what did manage to steal the election from him. But, you know, which is devastating that that happened. So that wasn't a winner, but in the ultimate score of things, maybe it is. Because when he comes back, if he comes back, here's the problem. If he comes back, this is why the deep state and all of them are going so far out to get rid of him, is because they're worried he's going to come back with a vengeance.
And he
because the
will.
Evidence is out there. If he puts legitimate prosecutor in place in the Department of Justice, a huge amount of people are going to go to jail.
Good.
And they know it. The FBI, which Obama changed to be a liberal organization, is going to be completely changed or else maybe even dismantled. It's talked about.
They have enough of them, they can even create a liberal lockup, and they fill it really quick.
What?
So they have enough of them that need to go to jail, they could even build a liberal lockup and fill it really quick.
Why would you want to do that? Just put them with everybody else. Put them with all the other thieves and murderers and people. They don't need to be separately protected. I'm totally against that. I don't want them separately protected. I want them out there in a regular prison population where they'll answer to the inmates. And that's what will happen is they'll answer to
oh
the
boy.
Inmates. You know. So, but that isn't the point. So, but that's what they're worried about. And then you go on top of that. That's just talking about the deep state that put Obama in and everything. So, okay. Then you have a worldwide globalist movement like we just talked about, the United Nations, where even Obama, and see, that's why we're seeing all these things pro-United Nations, because Obama said during his presidency that the United States ought to turn their sovereignty completely over to the United Nations. But Obama was put in by the deep state. But so you have the world globalist movement that has come so far that if Trump goes back in office, it's going to destroy plans that they've had for, forever. They've been building up to this forever. Since the start, they've been building to this. It's a Satanistic thing. So it's what people don't realize. This is a battle between good and evil. Not, you know, that's what's going on. Good and evil. So, therefore, Trump is in their way. He's totally in their way. So,
and I might add in there right now, good is evil and evil is good. Truth is lies and lies are truth. And so it goes with, if they're telling you it's not good for you, it most likely is. What they're telling you is good for you is most likely not.
Oh, well, it sounds like a Bible verse.
Yeah. And that's the day we live in right now. And that's what I've been teaching my kids.
Yeah, and that's the thing. So you need to cut, you know, the Word of God tells us, it talks about Revelation, about us coming out and being separate from Him. We have to live in the world. Yeshua said that, not to hide our lives under our light under a bucket or something that it can't be seen. We are supposed to shine as a light to the world. We can't do that if we're not among them. In fact, the wheat and tares parable that he gave said that to let the wheat and the tares grow together until the time of the end.
Right.
Well, that's what's happening.
That's
so it's
exactly
all around
what's
us.
Happening. And that's why our food is contaminated. You used to be able to read a label and pick and choose and eat healthier. You can't even eat healthy now because everything, and look, it doesn't even matter if it's on the label or not. I discovered this over the bioengineered ingredient. Guess what? You look up bioengineered ingredient and it says 99% of all wheat grains that are grown are bioengineered seeds. So it doesn't matter. Anything that's grown, if it has wheat or any grain in it, it's got bioengineered ingredients, and it doesn't matter if it's on the label or not. So you can't quit eating. That's what I told my kids. It doesn't matter if it's on there or not because it's in there. If it's got wheat or grain in it, it's in there because the seeds are bioengineered, so you can't get a perfectly organic food out of a bioengineered seed. It was engineered to create cancers and stuff so they can make their money on you, send you to the doctor so they can send you high-dollar, make you buy high-dollar medicines that are going to make you buy more high-dollar medicines and eventually just kill you.
Well, you've got almost completely out of medicines. How did you do that?
Well, the Lord, L-O-R-D,
Lord.
I was on high. I was on high-powered medications that said do not stop abruptly. Take. Matter of fact, if you remember in 2016, I had a brain aneurysm that was caused by Lyrica, and that's what made me get off medical within that same year when I got out and found out that's what it was. I got I had my doctor cleaning up everything.
Answer this question. So what do you do as substitute? I mean, you know.
I have a homeopathic therapist. I have a gentleman that has been in our ministry for a long time, and I was fixing to go get more shots in my neck, and he said, just come make an appointment at the doctor's office. Well, come to find out, he's a chiropractor, he's a acupuncturist, he's a homeotherapist, he's an herbalist, and so anything that I have wrong with me, I just tell him, and he gives me a natural remedy.
Yeah.
So all you got to do, you can use the doctor, you can get diagnosed, but I wouldn't advise him taking none of their poisons.
Okay, and she was on a lot of high-end medications, and you know, I've changed some things. You know, I've been an insulin-dependent diabetic since 1999. And I started doing some different things finally, and in fact, actually quit. Listen, my diabetic doctor retired. That's what changed everything. And they asked me if I wanted another diabetic doctor, and I said, no, I'll just get my stuff from my regular doctor. And he just doesn't pressure me about anything. He allows me to do my own, and I've been changing. And I'm headed to a path being completely off of it.
And that's what the help of your doctor, because he's the head of a hospital, and so he is, and he trains doctors, and so he actually is a caring doctor that listens. And guess what? He told you all about the truth about COVID. So
we don't want to go into that. I don't want to get him in trouble.
He is a very good doctor.
Yeah, I don't want to get him in trouble.
Yeah.
Okay, moving right along. We got to go to a break. Tell them where they can find us.
You can find all of our contact information, radio program archives, and mission updates, everything over at prophecyhour.com. That's prophecyhour.com.
Okay.
We'll be back in 4 minutes.
Go away, Pastor Dan will be right back. In this time of the social and spiritual breakdown of America and the world, in these prophetic end times, God is calling multitudes of Christians to the Ozarks and other safe havens around the world to survive so they can spread the gospel. The Ark Haven Intentional Neighbors Vision is to prepare Christians physically, mentally, and spiritually for these end times. Thousands are coming to the Ozark Mountains in Arkansas and Missouri, where even the CIA says it's one of the safest places on Earth. The Intentional Neighbors concept allows Christian neighbors to own adjacent land to each other so they can aid and help each other. The community is exploding with nurses, a doctor, and other professionals, as well as many others. If you cannot afford to buy a house, you can rent a house. Call 479-502-1789. That's 479-502-1789. Or visit arkhaven.org. That's arkhaven.org. Tell them Pastor Dan sent you.
In Genesis 41, tells a story of Pharaoh having a dream of 7 fat ears of corn followed by 7 blasted ones, meaning there's 7 years of plenty, and then there was 7 years of famine following. We are now in 7 years of famine once again, starting September 25th of 2021. Joseph's Kitchen is about getting actual wheat berries, putting them through a mill, takes 30 seconds, putting it along with the ingredients into a bread machine, pushing a button, 2 hours, 20 minutes later, you have a nice steaming hot loaf of whole wheat bread. Most long-term storage food is from $9,000 to $10,000, one person, 1 year. At Joseph's Kitchen, it's 2 people, 1 year, about $2,000. Then you decide whether you want to have food for one person 1 year, 2 people 1 year, 4 people 1 year, or 6 people 1 year, all at josephskitchen.com. That's right, about $1,000 per person per year at josephskitchen.com. josephskitchen.com.
Well, we're back. This is Pastor Dan and
Linda Catlin.
And you're listening to what?
The Messiah's Branch Prophecy Hour on American Voice Radio Network.
Okay. Well, we're back. So I guess let's talk a little bit about Thanksgiving before we get into the radio article. And you folks that can see while we're talking, I went to prophecyhour.com and showed you that you went to the homepage, but up here it says contact and donations. You click on that link and you'll go, it'll tell you all the different ways there is to donate. Simple way is just hit that PayPal button right there, or you don't even have to go over to that page. You can hit that donate button or that donate button, because the sidebar is up in all of it. But anyway, you folks that are listening on the radio, go to prophecyhour.com if you need to. If you really need to, we'll talk about how you can donate in a minute. Anyway, how we do for Thanksgiving?
165.
165 people got fed. That was a lot of work. You didn't break. You didn't fall apart this year.
Oh yes, I did. Don't say that. That's not true, and you know it.
Well,
I quit about 5 times in less than 30 minutes. I quit. I'm not doing this again. I'm not doing this. I can't handle this. I'm not. And I was crying and bawling and yeah, it was a mess.
But you,
because my potatoes. Okay, I love my new stove. I have 4 ovens, right? And I knew I could rotate pans out only. The top 2 ovens, I have to move the pans off to get the oven doors open to get the pans in and out. Well, that's where I had to cook my mashed potatoes. Well, because I had to keep making them off, taking them off to... I should have cooked them the night before. I wouldn't have... I could have, should have, would have, did it, but I didn't. And that caused me an anxiety breakdown, I guess it was, because I was done. And immediately, it's funny, because immediately after we got done and cleaned up, I'm planning for next year. What happened to, I'm done, Mom?
Yeah, well, by taking our pans off, that cooled the potatoes down, so then they had to be
reheated. And they didn't get done, and they cooked all day. And so, yeah, and I didn't run out of mashed potatoes.
Yeah, I did have to shag and go get some more dressing.
Yeah, no, you went to get the mashed potatoes because those wouldn't cook, and you came back with bags of mashed instant potatoes and boxes of dressing. However, by that time, I was running out of dressing, so I used the water for dressing, and Bubba was doing, we put smaller potatoes in smaller pan, and Bubba was mashing them as I went along. Because there was about 10 people that said, oh, we don't need potatoes. Just serve. We just give us other food. Give us more of the other food. We don't need to wait. It's cold. So there's like 10 plates that I made without potatoes waiting on the potatoes to get done and you to get back. So when you got back, then I found 2 boxes of mashed potatoes, instant potatoes on the shelf. And I told Bella, I have potatoes, but I don't need potatoes anyway. But we needed the dressing, so it wasn't a wasted trip.
Okay, well, let's go with this. And I don't want to... burst your bubble, but those people that asked said that for no mashed potatoes, by that time your mashed potatoes was done.
Right.
You know, they could have got mashed potatoes.
Yeah.
But, you know, inevitably, you know, 165 people, that's...
Well, see, I got paid back because I was being a smarty pants because I had the turkey all under control, and last year... you and Larry had trouble getting it out of the freezer and getting it thawed. Well, I smarted off, said... my name ain't Danny or Larry. I ain't running out of turkey. So I ran out of potatoes, which I really didn't run out of potatoes. But it seemed to be that way because that's for me being a smarty pants.
Yeah.
Payback. Yeah. It's called karma.
Yeah.
You get what you put out, you get it back. I got it back quick.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So, you know, folks, it's ongoing what we do. Right now, it's like I say, she said, it's in winter. There's lots of things that you can do. If you don't want to give us money, I mean, you can go to the Dollar Tree and buy some gloves. You know, you can get 2 pairs of gloves for $1.25. That helps. I just gave out, I bought about 40 pair the other day, and they're already almost gone. I think there's only a few pair left. But the point is, gloves, hats, stocking hats, anything winter. We need blankets badly, and still we need money to pay the bills. So, because look at this number. Last year was 151. Now it's 165. How many people did you do Tuesday?
139.
See, those numbers are becoming our normal. That takes a lot more work effort, but okay, we put in the labor, you know.
A lot more of everything, paper products, everything. So we're paper products, water, food, everything. It's a lot more energy.
Yeah, I was going to say that's a lot of more mom effort. So, you know, you can pray for her. That's a big thing. But you want to make her life easier. Help us to be able to pay the bills. Or to do this stuff and, you know, to get the things that you need.
And if you just, and if you don't have much to help and you can just get a dozen eggs, hey, that helps. Because guess what? I make egg salad sandwiches for my late plates, and we wind up doing 25 or 30 egg salad sandwiches plates every Tuesday and Friday when I got it.
Yeah. Well, so folks, support us so we can care for the people the Father sends us, men, women, and children from all walks of life. They're getting bad breaks. You know, they can't afford rent. And eating, you know,
and there's people, and there's two or three, four families living in one place just trying to stay off the street.
Yeah, absolutely. So pray about supporting what we do. It isn't like, you know, and here's the thing, you know, homelessness is getting a really bad rap because of what's going on in the liberal cities. You know, most people see, wow, they're all them drug addicts and all that stuff and everything. There's a small, very percentage of people that come that are either alcoholics or drug addicts. In fact, I'm not even seeing any alcoholics anymore.
It's just like Sarah's family, her sister or her niece or whoever that has 12 kids, and her husband works, and they both work, and they got evicted out of their apartment because they couldn't afford rent with two jobs because they got 12 kids. And things rent out and cost more money. Right. Every one person costs more money. So those 12 kids moved in with her sister that had, what, four or five kids? There was 14 or 15 kids in one, what was it, a three-bedroom apartment?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, and they was having trouble finding it. I don't know how that situation came out because I haven't talked to Sarah.
Well, speaking of Sarah, she sent me a thing. She says she has a family of three that needs food, but I don't know.
I need to know about that ahead of time so I can take food from the storage room to them. I don't really have anything to make food boxes down there, but...
Yeah, and you see, there it is. Now, see, for a family through, we don't have anything to make a food box.
I just
so pray
to
about
take something from our pantry enough to get them by for a few days. But we got zero turkey. Well, we got three turkeys donated this year. Three.
Right.
We didn't get any after turkeys or anything, but we still got Christmas coming, so we may be able, from our regular food day, we may get some after Christmas.
Okay, and let's be clear. Messiah's Branch does not celebrate Christmas. But because everything's closed on that day, we are open because everybody's closed, and we want to make sure everybody eats. And you know.
Oh, and I seen something somewhere where Biden decorated the White House with COVID modules this year. What's his problem?
Some of the balls that she hung up, that Mrs. Biden, Joe or whatever, hung up some balls that looked just like COVID molecules.
Wow.
And it's really, you see the reindeers and stuff that she, it's really a dorky looking place. It's just.
And we don't do Christmas, but I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. And folks, we don't get any help from any government agencies. It's only folks like you that support us that, you know, we're going to start our 25th year come June 1st. And so we've been doing it a long time. We minister to people in a part of town most people don't even like to come to. So pray about supporting what to do. We are the last hope for so many. We're all responsible. All of us are responsible to care one for another, as we are our brother's keepers. All donations, no matter what size, helps, and the Father notices all donations that come from where?
Your heart.
If you don't wish to help us poor, consider a donation for radio airtime. It's not free, and donations keep us on the air and even puts us at risk, which you're going to find out from this next article that we're going to go into. But tell them how they can donate.
You can donate online by Cash App, over the phone, by mailing a check or money order, and you can find all of the information at prophecyhour.com. That's prophecyhour.com.
Okay, folks. All right, let's move on to the next article. Now, here's one. This is what President Trump says.
They're not coming after me. They're coming after you, Jack Smith. Targeted every tied to Trump on Twitter. Everyone that's tied to Trump on Twitter has been targeted. Okay, World Tribune staff, November 29, 2023. Special prosecutor Jack Smith demanded that Twitter cough up information on all individuals who favorited or retweeted President Donald Trump's tweets while he was still using the platform, according to heavily redacted documents released on Monday.
Stop a second before you go on. You get that? Think about that, folks. How many of you folks use Twitter? Well, and those that used Twitter when Trump was on Twitter, how many of you liked his post?
No. I even did that, and I have a Twitter account, but I never go on there, but I even like some of his posts.
Some of his Twitter posts.
Yeah, some of his posts.
So
and
all you had to do was like it, and the FBI, or not the FBI, but now Jack Smith, who is the guy prosecuting Trump, is going to investigate everybody.
So does that mean he's coming after me?
Well, read on.
Wow. A court acting on Smith's request for a search warrant ordered Twitter to give up information on the social media platform users who interacted with Trump's account. Among the information Smith sought was a list of every user Trump followed, unfollowed, muted, unmuted, blocked, or unblocked. Smith also demanded that Twitter, which has since rebranded as X, produce a list of users who took any of the same actions with Trump's account. 8 of the 14 pages related to the search warrant are completely redacted, the New York Post reported. Talking to Twitter after his first impeachment in 2019, Trump posted a picture where he is pointing a finger towards the audience saying, "In reality, they're not after me, they're after you. I'm just in the way." And I reposted that one.
Yeah, right. And millions of Americans did.
Yeah.
So millions of Americans, did you understand that? The names of everybody who liked it or took, so that means you.
That means me.
That means, you know how many millions of people do that? So these is what I mean. They're desperate to do anything. They're after you. Trump's right. He's always been right just about. They're coming after us. They're coming about anybody that thinks any way different than the big brother. Go ahead.
Okay, the line has been repeated in almost every speech he has given since. Smith also sought information regarding Trump's account, which included advertising information, advertising IDs, ad activity, and ad topic preferences, as well as IP addresses used to create login and use the account and privacy and all account settings, as well as Trump's search history, direct messages, and content on all tweets created, drafted, favorited, liked, or retweeted by his account from October 2020 to January 2021. The term, the team working at the what critics say is the Department of Justice, weaponized against Joe Biden's political opponents, went even further in its demand on Twitter, seeking to acquire data on users who engaged with Trump's tweets in the months leading up to January 6, 2021 protest.
So what they're doing, they're digging around, searching. You watch, they're going to try and go after some more people to try to convict them of being part of the insurrection.
But, isn't there people still in jail from the January 6th
thing? Oh, my gosh, they're still putting them in jail. They're still dragging them from court. They're in the D.C. gulag. They're actually being tortured and doing all kinds of things, too. And there's no court because the D.C., you'd have to
innocent
be a D.C.
people.
Court. Nobody's interceding for them. Nobody's interceding for them. They're being tortured, denied medical treatment and all kinds of things. And they're being sentenced to a ridiculous amount of years for just showing up. And you know what they have found out? But a lot is coming out. If you go, folks, if you go to Gateway Pundit, you can find out what's coming out. What's come out so much about, like, there were over 200 special agents, you know, acting like Trump supporters in the crowd, and those were the people that were egging it on. This was a put-up deal. But, you know, instead of putting innocent people in jail, it's a put-up deal, and it even shows where they opened up on the crowd for no reason. Peaceful crowd, wasn't doing anything. They've got pictures and video out there now because thanks to our new Speaker of the House has released the pictures that show police just guiding everybody around and letting them in and doing all kinds of things. You need to go to Gateway Pundit and look around.
Okay, this includes all the lists of Twitter users who have favorited or retweeted tweets posted by Trump, as well as all tweets that included the username associated with Trump's account, and any mentions or replies. According to the New York Post, Smith's warrant was issued to Twitter along with a non-disclosure order instructing the company not to notify Trump about the search. Twitter initially balked at Smith's demand, arguing that to forfeit such information to the government constituted a violation of the First Amendment. The social media giant ultimately complied with the warrant, but was fined $350,000 for failing to meet Smith's demands by the deadline. Smith claimed that by notifying Trump about the seizure of information would result in a statutory congestible harm, as Trump is a sophisticated actor with an expansive platform. Smith formally logged a four-count indictment against Trump in August over his contesting of the 2020 election. Trump was barred from Twitter following the January 6, 2021 protests at the U.S. Capitol. Trump was reinstated in November of 2022 after Elon Musk took over the company, but has used it sparingly, instead favoring the post on his True Social platform.
Okay, and so there you go. So simply by retweeting, a post of Trump's or something, has just put a target on your head. They're targeting anybody that they consider a Trump supporter, because it isn't a question of them with a Trump supporter. This is a people that oppose what they're doing. This is the new world order. Actually, in reality, it's a war between good and evil is what it boils down to.
Yeah.
It's just really ridiculous. This next one goes along with it. Go ahead.
Okay, Lee County Republican Assembly sends letter to Speaker Mike Johnson calling for a congressional hearing on compromised election machines.
Compromised.
Election machines, urges American contact Mike Johnson to demand election integrity.
And this is what's needed, because election was stolen. Go ahead.
Okay, Gateway Pundit. Florida's Lee County Republican Assembly sent a letter Friday to newly elected House Speaker Mike Johnson, calling on him to investigate and take action against the use of corruptible voting machines nationwide. The letter suggests special hearings to discuss our vulnerable computerized vote counting systems and to propose solutions that produce accurate election results that all American voters can trust. The Assembly further calls for secure, transparent, accurate, and fast elections using paper ballots and hand counting at the precinct level. A resolution set with the letter cites massive evidence that the machines are compromised, including the Halderman report, illegal internet connection on voting machines, Georgia's major cybersecurity deficiencies recently identified by Obama Judge Amy Totenberg, and other experts or whistleblowers' testimony regarding voter fraud. These same issues were repeatedly omitted by the left and the fake news media until they finally took Trump out of the White House with a fraudulent election.
Okay, anyway, so there's massive evidence of voter fraud in all 50 states, and so they're calling on them to open up a thing and, do an investigation and demand election integrity. The Congress can do that, and that's what's needed. But you see this coming out, but there's a lot of these states, like in Maricopa County in Arizona and some of the other places, we're talking about Georgia and some of these other states, there's a lot of major lawsuits and things going on that's exposing this fraud that they're still trying to take Trump for saying that, well, the election was stolen. Well, they're saying Trump lied. There's the kicker. Here's what it rides on. Mm-hmm. If Trump honestly believes that the election was stolen, then there's not a problem. But if Trump knew, this is what they're trying to prove. They're trying to prove that Trump knew the election wasn't stolen, so therefore it was a lie, and so therefore it was to steal the election. Well, that's the split hairs of the legality. But most people, most voters, the largest percent of voters, even Democrats, believed the election was indeed stolen. And there's so much evidence out there, but they control the media. The media controlled public opinion and so on and so forth, and let alone the courts, their liberal courts. This, in all these court cases that Trump's been in right now, every one of them should have been dismissed immediately or for one reason or another. And if it was a normal court, they would have. They'd have been thrown out, and actually they wouldn't even have got filed. But it's because of Trump, and these people are doing it illegally because they're desperate. They know that if he wins, we're in trouble. Look what else they're doing to us.
Okay, Dr. William Deagle, chemtrails contain microbacteria viruses, pernominous bacteria, and human plasma. Wow. During his speech in 2006, Dr. William Deagle spoke about chemtrails. He said that the chemtrails contain barium salt.
That's barium.
Barium salt. Microbacteria viruses, Pseudomonas bacteria, and human plasma. Dr. Deagle said that he was the doctor of the pilots from the United States Department of Defense National Security Agency and Fort Carson who were flying the aircraft that were spraying chemtrails. Also in the chemtrails are Morgellons. He said he explained that Morgellons are silicone-based nanomachine life forms that do not originate on planet Earth. This is a silicone-based life form that is intelligent, like bees or ants, and it fights back, he said, and he continued. Conversion of the atmosphere to a plasma for weather modification.
Let me cut in here because we don't have a lot of time. Anyway, they're putting stuff in it that is making you sick. And we even have a pilot's testimony that even says right here, that's a pneumonia virus. We'll hit that in a minute. But said that there's only one reason for it. He said they have two reasons for it. They want to threaten the survival of people on Earth. Plants need sunlight for forests, they're trying to impact the Earth, they're trying to dim the sun, and they're also trying to make us sick. And so those are the two reasons said, and that comes from a pilot. So you have a doctor and a pilot saying the same thing. So all this time when we've been talking about, oh, chemtrails are nothing or whatever, well, some of the chemtrails are nothing, but some of them are that. Chemical trails that they're putting out there to make us sick and to dim the sun. They're trying to destroy planet Earth. That's what's going on. So, you know, it's just terrible. The other thing that I need to tell you folks about is, it's over here, read from that.
Okay, mysterious Chinese pneumonia strikes America. High numbers of children sickened in two states as possible parallels to the COVID-19 pandemic emerge. Okay. Chinese secrecy and lies set in motion yet another global pandemic? The Daily Mail reported that an extremely high number of children in Ohio are being diagnosed with a strain of pneumonia dubbed white lung syndrome. Ohio is the first state to report an outbreak like one in China. Western Massachusetts physicians are also seeing a whole lot of this white lung syndrome.
Okay, stop. Right now in Hong Kong and in China, you're seeing hazmat suits are broke out, just like we've seen in the beginning of COVID. Hazmat suits are out, and it's really, really super bad in China. This pneumonia doesn't usually spread like this. It comes from, you know, colds and being sick or whatever, but this is really, really strange. And the same thing is starting to happen in Massachusetts and Ohio. Those are the two main states. So you need to be healthy. You need to be right. You need to be paid up. So, folks, all I can say is, you know, we live in perilous times, and it's just detrimental. I mean, You don't know what these guys are doing it to us. It's not natural, but we are in that time again. And that's the time before Messiah's glorious return. So you just need to pray about it. You need to be better about it. You need to be right with the Father. You need to be doing about the Father's business and not the world's business. And you need to be a light. You need to be a light to the people around you. You need to draw your family in. And so just, you know, just love the Lord and serve Him. That's what it boils down to. You got anything to say about all that?
No, I was just reading that about the... Is that supposed to be the WHO issued a statement after the weekly cabinet meeting?
No, that's some Chinese, you know, thing that's equivalent to the WHO. But, you know, that's them investigating it. But, yeah, so that's the way it is. Okay. All right, folks. Really, 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 here we go. Okay, we're getting ready to get out of here. And so pray about supporting Wichita Mission Church. That's really what you need to do.
If you have any old blankets or anything to keep you warm laying around, bring it by the mission because everybody's looking for it. Not everybody will go to the overflow or can go to the overflow. I'm not sure. They moved it to a new place this year, didn't they, Dad?
Yeah, they moved it, but I'm not getting good reports on it. They're not even done with it yet.
So they're not open yet?
No.
There's no overflow for the people?
No.
Oh, wow. Everybody's outside, y'all.
Okay, folks, remember there was only one true God. He is your Father. He is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. His Son is Yeshua HaMashiach. He gave His life for repentant sins, and He rose after 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. And through Him, and only through Him, is a way to the Father.
And remember, always be a blessing to others and pray for the peace of Jerusalem, because when you pray for the peace of Jerusalem, you're praying for Messiah's return.
Yes, folks, and remember, you can donate online by Cash App, all those different things. You can find all that at prophecyhour.com. And pray for us. That's number one. Pray for us. That is number one. And then after that, if you can afford to do something, then I pray you do it. But make sure your family is taken care of first. That's number one. Lord our God, Father King Universe, asking Yeshua HaMashiach's name, that Father, you bless and keep them, and that your face shines upon them, and that you're gracious to them. And Father, please, please, please give them peace like no one or nothing else can. Until next week, this is Pastor Dan and
Sister Linda
saying goodbye and
Shalom.
Y'all be blessed.
You've just heard the Messiah's Branch broadcast featuring Pastor Dan. To contact Dan on the internet, go to messiahsbranch.org. To write to Dan, send a note to Messiah's Branch, 230 West 4th Street, Florence, Kansas, 66851. Tune in next time for Messiah's Branch.